I've just listened to a wonderful piece of audio by Shannon, Glenn Chan. And I've listened to another piece of audio by Simon, SM2N. And I've just been saying to myself, is how much are they worth to me? And in a way, I kind of feel they're worth a month's subscription to me. From Shannon, I discovered a daily routine that I didn't know that makes producing my own audio more meaningful than ever. Knowing that, for example, there's a chance that Shannon would get up in the morning and turn on a piece of audio, and it might include something from me. So I do have an audience, or a potential audience, as opposed to I'm releasing stuff out there into the ether which nobody may ever listen to. And that, of course, is really encouraging when you're producing a piece of audio and communicating it via a social medium. When you're not certain whether anyone's going to listen to it at all, and no matter how much personal satisfaction I have in expressing whatever it is that gets expressed by me, the thought that there's a real flesh and blood human being out there listening is what really hooks me. And when I add to that the extraordinary number of comments that Shannon has sent me over the years and right all the way along, which are also wonderful to receive. And then I stack alongside that the most delightful science lesson I've ever heard in my life, with Simon and Henry. Well, Simon teaching Henry about solid, liquid and gas, and Paul is learning about solid, liquid and gas, or certainly learning about a wonderful way of Simon using all his skills from the world of software and using them in the world of teaching science. The step-by-step methodological approach, and how perfect that is for engaging and keeping engaged the young person, and also teaching them methodology or showing them an example of a methodical mind at work and not skipping stages. And just in pull it all together in my mind, I'm saying, how could I possibly deliberately, consciously cut myself off from the possibility that I would at least, let's say, once a week get a quality communication from Shannon and from Simon. In their own way, I know that. Well, I no longer listen to Audioboo every day. I no longer listen to all the boos made by all the people who I am connected with. And that's life, and that won't change. But will I listen to a piece of audio by people once a week? Oh yeah, I will. And I don't yet know even how much time I'll have on future Audioboo. How long Simon would have, or how long Shannon would have. And I'm just taking those two, because it's not as if, what I'm really saying to myself is, just for those two alone, my Audioboo life should continue. It should. And anyway, this is weighing heavily with me as a positive thing. I'm not locked in. I'm not locked in. So if, by some quirk of fate, or whatever, Shannon goes pear-shaped and puts out some dreadful stuff, and Simon's stuff becomes intolerable to me, there'll be others. So therefore, and you know these are real people, they can't actually do anything wrong at all. I mean, they could even turn out to be Trump supporters. And I have to admit, I would still listen to them, you know? They've become so meaningful in my life that even though I've never met either of them face to face, I'd give my eye teeth to be able to do so. And I haven't given up on the possibility of going to Canada. And you know what? I'm sure we've had a near miss, SM2N Simon and myself, and I am convinced that someday we will actually meet. So there, that's some more thinking of mine. And of course, this is all in huge thanks for what only took 15 minutes or so in my life and was a worthwhile investment, made for the most part while I was in the parking lot in Cork International Airport looking for my car, which I did eventually find. Okay. Bye for now.